You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Try to imagine how it would feel to be accused of a crime, wrongfully accused. You didn't do it, but you're convicted and you're sent to prison. Then, miraculously, you get another shot and your innocence is proven. You're released with absolutely no compensation, no help reentering the world outside prison walls. That was the case in our state until just last week when Public Act 343 took effect. It provides exonerees with compensation for time served. David Moran is co-founder of the Innocence Clinic at the University of Michigan, where he's a clinical professor of law. David, what is in this brand new law?
It's like a lot of other states' compensation laws in that it provides a flat amount of money for each year of wrongful incarceration in a state prison for people who have had their convictions overturned because of new evidence of actual innocence and who can then go to court, in this case, the Court of Claims in Lansing, and establish their innocence.
How much do they get?
$50,000 per year.
You know, it is interesting when you think about sitting in prison for any amount of time, and it's hard to put a price tag on it. But when you stop and you realize that parolees in Michigan were getting a helping hand all this time, why did it take Michigan so long to realize that the people who were wrongfully convicted deserved even a bigger helping hand?
You know, I don't know. The bill was something that Senator Steve Beda, formerly Representative Steve Beda, worked on for years. And he introduced it in every session for, I think, 8 consecutive years. And some years it passed one house. Some years it passed the other house. It consistently passed committees. But somehow it just always managed to lose traction until this year we finally got it done.
What kind of arguments were made against it through all of these years of trying to push it through?
Well, we heard arguments about how anybody who gets their conviction overturned for any reason is going to go and try and collect the money. But the bill was written from the get-go to be limited to people who could prove actual innocence, not just that their conviction was overturned for any reason. Mm. We heard claims that people would try and coerce people to come forward to prove their innocence in order to get the money, to which we said, well, actually, you would have the same incentive to do that, to overturn the conviction. People aren't going to try and get out of prison and get the money. They're going to try and get out of prison in order to get out of prison. And so we thought – some of the arguments we heard against it we thought were pretty silly. And eventually, the opposition just folded.
Now, I think a lot of people don't realize how often it can happen that somebody is wrongfully convicted, is sent away. And so how many people have been exonerated in Michigan?
The National Registry of Exonerations, which anyone can look up, just Google National Registry of Exonerations, has about 2,000 people who have been exonerated nationally, including 69 in Michigan since 1990.
So just to kind of focus our attention on who is eligible for compensation, because I know that there are some pretty strict guidelines.
Right. So you have to have been in a Michigan prison. So being convicted and not sent to prison does not make you eligible. You have to have had the conviction overturned because of new evidence that wasn't presented at trial. And then you have to go to the Michigan Court of Claims in Lansing and file a claim that will convince them by clear and convincing evidence that you are in fact innocent. In addition, you're not eligible for compensation if you were in prison for another crime for which you weren't exonerated. So, for example, if you were sent to prison for 4 or 5 crimes and you only turn out to be innocent of one of them, then you're not going to be eligible for compensation because you would have been in prison anyway. If you won a lawsuit, then you're not eligible for compensation, or at least you're not eligible to double dip for the same amount of money. So, for example, if you served 10 years in prison and you won a lawsuit against the police because you were wrongfully convicted by police misconduct and you collected $300,000 from the police, then you'd only be eligible to get $200,000 from the compensation fund. If you, on the other hand, you won more than $500,000 in a lawsuit, then you wouldn't be eligible at all. So the idea of the compensation is to compensate people who can't win lawsuits. And that's really important because the way our civil litigation system is set up, you can't sue the judge. You almost never can sue the prosecutor. It's effectively impossible in Michigan to sue the defense attorney who may have screwed up and resulted in your wrongful conviction. You can't sue the witnesses who lied against you because they have something called testimonial immunity. So the only people you can sue are the police, and only then if you can establish that they violated clearly established constitutional norms in their conduct that led to your wrongful conviction. So the vast majority of people who've been wrongfully convicted actually can't successfully sue, and so this compensation fund is for them.
When you think of of the clients that you've represented, the exonerees, who now that this law has been signed, this could really mean something for them. What are you hearing from them, and what do you think they would do with the compensation money?
Well, they would just try and put their lives back together. I mean, $50,000 per year is not that much. I often speak about this subject in front of all sorts of organizations in Michigan, and I say, would any of you take $50,000 to be wrongfully convicted for 1 year, have your reputation destroyed, your family destroyed, lose your job, your livelihood? And of course, no one says no. But it's something, and it allows them to maybe put their lives back together, maybe get an education that was missed because they spent those years in prison, maybe get a place to live, a house. Give them some cushion so that they can start putting their lives back together.
I've got to imagine some of these people have absolutely lost the best earning years of their lives.
Right. Devante Sanford, for example, who was exonerated last year, was 14 when he was arrested, and he was 24 when he came out. Now, how do you replace those years? So assuming he's compensated or he wins a lawsuit, he does have a mm-hmm. potential of a lawsuit, he would presumably use that money to help with his education, and putting his life back together. But David Gabbett, one of our exonerees, was 27 when he went to prison, and he was 54 when he got out. And he was working a factory job. He was working at Steelcase in Grand Rapids when he was wrongfully convicted. And he's been able to land factory jobs since then. But that's 27 years of earnings that he didn't make.
Is this tax-free?
Yes. By act of Congress, state compensation awards are federally tax-free. And the legislature made this tax-free as well. In a separate piece of legislation, they made this compensation award tax-free. In addition, there are attorney's fees for the attorneys who go to the Court of Claims and litigate these.
So Michigan now becomes the 32nd state to have some kind of compensation for those who are wrongfully convicted. How does this law in Michigan compare to, you know, the other 30-plus states?
It's about average. Okay. People are always surprised when I tell them that the Rolls Royce of state compensation laws is Texas. Texas has an extremely generous compensation law that provides $80,000 per year, plus a large annuity up front with a formula for that, plus all sorts of other things added into it. For example, free dental and medical care, free tuition at Texas universities, and a host of other things. Now, I should add that at the same time SB 291 was enacted and signed by the governor in December of this year, a companion bill was also signed by the governor that makes future exonerees eligible to get the same benefits that parolees get. That was one of the complaints that we always had, is that we would walk somebody out the door and they would get literally nothing from the Department of Corrections, whereas somebody who was finished their term and was paroled got certain benefits, which is great. We really want parolees to get these benefits because it reduces the chances of them reoffending. But it just made sense to everyone that exonerees should get these same benefits. So help with getting their documents together, help with finding jobs, housing, help signing up for health care. So all the benefits that a parolee gets to help get them back on their feet so they won't reoffend, future exonerees in Michigan will be eligible to get those same benefits.
Are you happy with what Michigan now has?
It's not perfect, but I'm happy.
What would you like to see?
Well, I would have liked to have seen more money per year, and I would have liked to have seen some of the eligibility standards loosened a little bit. But overall, I think Governor Snyder and the legislature passed a very good bill.
David Moran, co-founder of the Innocence Clinic at the University of Michigan. I want to thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.